This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I gotta tell you, there's been a few ironies over the weekend. Here's one. Al Sharpton said the royal wedding showed that white supremacy is on its last breath. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. White supremacy is on its last breath. I shouldn't have said that and then try to introduce the show. Anyway, it is the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. You can reach us at 844-551-8255. But white supremacy is on its last breath. Now, I don't know Meghan Markle's ethnic makeup. I do know she's 100% gold digger, but I don't know her ethnic makeup. She appears to be black, but she's like Paula Abdul. You know, I thought Paula Abdul was black. Paula Abdul is like 15 shades of something, you know, 50 shades of something, and so is Meghan Markle. And to be honest with you, I don't care. But the idea, number one, that there is white supremacy is a joke. Now, there's this crazy idea of the royals, and I've been trying to convince you guys that if you believe in the idea that there's a group of royals, the royal family of Japan, the royal family of India, and the royal family of blah, 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 and the Saudi royals, it's ridiculous. We are all 6 degrees of separation from each other, and there is no such thing as royal blood. So this idea that Martians came down and made a bunch of royal people and whatever farce is as crazy to me as some of the other crap that comes out of leftist mouths. And if you want to let people believe that there's a group of people who are more elite than we are, fine. I would love to come back as one of them, because if y'all want to take care of me in that fashion, I'll let you do it. Because I'm going to tell you something. I'm never going to take care of somebody like that. I have enough problem right now taking care of our royals. You know who our royals are, right? The 100 senators, the 435 congressmen, the president. Now, I'm not talking about Trump. He's the exception. But I'm saying we have a government that's full of nothing but royals. And one of the guys, he tweeted this, his name is Patrick. He says, I really don't want to waste my time and acknowledge the royal wedding. We fought a war to get out from under control of that dictatorial monarchy, so I can't understand why people romanticize it. I agree 100%. Every time any one of these people does anything, it has to be a big celebration. Oh, Prince so-and-so got married. Let's celebrate. Oh, Prince so-and-so had a baby. Let's celebrate. The other prince got married. Let's celebrate. Wait till these clowns have a baby. And we're going to be, oh, these princes, they had a baby. I don't care. So-and-so had a baby. Good for them. God, this idea that this is what creates all of the ideas around white supremacy and white privilege and all these other things. It doesn't matter. The royal family could end up with 15 black kids that they adopt or whatever. It won't matter. There will still be the Al Sharpton. The Al Sharpton telling white supremacy is on its last breath. To hear that come from him is truly funny. This is a dude who does not want the idea, the concept of white supremacy to die under any circumstances. And somebody tweeted back, huh, I thought it died when Obama became president. Which I found absolutely hysterical. When does white supremacy die for a black supremacist? Never. Oh, man. And all the hoopla, and I didn't watch it, but I saw a clip of two girls that were watching. They were from MSNBC, and they were watching it. And as the carriage went by, oh, Meghan, 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 oh, my gosh. They were like a couple little schoolgirls. And I'm going, what for what? This is a chick that literally a year ago was just an actress on Suits. And suddenly she's now, you know, thrust into the spotlight. Why? Because an ugly white dude, I'm just going to say it, he ain't that handsome. You know, the royal kids, let me just say this. I'm being honest with you. Take the money and the you know, panache of being royal, whatever they call it, away. These are two ordinary white boys that can't get no play. Let's just be honest. What makes them special? Harry, I think, is the younger one, right? I don't even know their names. Philip and Harry or something. Anyway, the younger one, the one that just got married, is not a handsome dude. Not that the older one is. By the way, look at Prince Charles. Where's Prince? Without money, what is Prince? Prince Charles is working at a fast food place as a manager. Come on. Royals. Royal blood. The Queen. Look, Brits, I'm not. If you want to be foolish enough to pay for a family to live in lavish luxury, their entire lineage, and to be born into royal. And Brits, it feels good. We love our queen. Our queen. Our royal family. Huh? And all the pomp and circumstance. And then the people that actually do the work, they have to run the country. Everybody's like, well, whatever. Prime Minister so-and-so. Whatever. And they're being invaded. Let me ask you this. This is a good question. What do you think the Muslims are going to think about the royal family in the long run? You think they're going to give a crap? What you're witnessing with that royal wedding, what you're witnessing is the end, the beginning of the end. And it isn't the beginning of the end of white supremacy the way Al Sharpton sees it. It's the beginning of the end of London and the UK and British civilization as you know it. Because now, all bets are off. Royal family. Anyway, I just find that ironic. There was other ironies. Should we go into, because we don't have a whole lot of time. Let me do one other irony, okay? There's another irony. Abortion leaders condemn Trump for not declaring MS-13 gang leaders as human. I mean, do you understand this? The people that kill thousands of people every month, you know, hundreds of thousands every year, want to condemn Donald Trump because he doesn't want to declare a gang leader, one of the most vicious gangs in the world, as, you know, as humans, because he called them animals. We talked about it, but it's unbelievable. Well, we will talk about it. I was thinking about it, I should say. Oh man, lots of ironies. If you look at the news at any given time and just ask yourself the ironies and the hypocrisies. I'll give you an example. Right now, this investigation of President Trump, they are trying to spin this as, hey, we planted this mole, but it was for his own good. Now, I don't have enough time to develop that right now, but we will talk about it. That's what they want to convince you of, that this mole is good for the campaign, that it was meant to help Donald Trump. That's how crazy the world is. And the left thinks they can sell that. They can't. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are listening. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to, and it's the Kevin Jackson Show.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it. Then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Radio show.
I don't know if this is true, but if it is, this is pretty interesting news. It was from Josh Cornett. He's a verified person on Twitter. I don't even know who Josh is, but it says, breaking. Sources are confirming that former President Barack Obama has called Jay-Z several times over the past month, pleading with him to discourage fellow hip-hop artists from meeting with President Trump. Developing. So I don't know if that's true or not, but if it is, wouldn't it be one of the amazing ironies, the ironies of our ages, where the hip-hop crowd, the Kanye West, Chance the Rapper, and others, I can't even name these hip-hop clowns, honestly, but whoever they are, they may be wanting to meet with the president, to have an audience with Donald Trump. You want to know why? This is going to blow your mind. I'm about to lay something on you that you haven't heard on any other radio show. And by the way, welcome. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. This is the Kevin Jackson Show. You want to know why these people, these rappers, this hip-hop crowd want to meet with Donald Trump and why they feel that they can? It's because he's accessible. Unlike Barack Obama, who says, I'm gonna be with the elites. I'll hang out with Jay-Z and B. Me and Michelle, we were over Jay-Z's place, and we traveled to Cuba together. or whatever. But all the other rappers, no, you're just, you're, you know, the sodomites of rap or hip hop. I don't want to meet with you. Kanye, you don't have any money. You're broke. Jay-Z's rich. He's the king of hip hop. He's the guy. He's the man next to Eminem, of course, the white guy who's actually bigger than him. Yeah, but next to that guy, this is the dude I'm going to hang with. He didn't meet with anybody. Barack Obama used, this is what the Democrat Party does. They take a few people, select people, and they use them to make it appear that they're cooler than what they are, that they're different than who they are. If this is indeed the case, this is one of the world's ironies. Because Kanye West may have broken open the door for other hip-hop artists to be saying, shoot, man, I'm gonna hit up Donald Trump. I'm going to air my grievances. Chance the Rapper, he's always talking about what's going on in Chicago, blaming everybody except the people that need to be blamed. Black fathers, black mothers, the democratic system that has created a mindset in the black community that says there's no accountability. So what? Your father's not there. It's no big deal. It is a huge deal. I've always said if there is anything that is white privilege, if you were to put a gun to my head and say, Kevin, fine, one thing that's white privilege, I'd say father's in the home. See, that's white privilege. But that's not white people's fault that there are no black fathers in the home. Because let me tell you something, no matter what a Democrat or, I mean, the Republicans haven't pushed fathers out of the home, and that, in fact, they encourage whole families. But if Democrats are pushing your father out of the home, you should have enough sense. You should have enough of an idea of what that man means in your home to say, I'm not letting you do that. I don't care how stupid Democrats make you. There should be something in your DNA. I'm talking to black women that says, no matter what you tell me, Gloria Steinem, no matter what you tell me, Hillary Clinton, no matter what you tell me, feminist movement, I understand what a father means. That is in black people's DNA. Families who were ripped apart by slavery. Ripped apart when people were sold. Okay, your daddy got sold to another plantation and you're done. And so your family gets ripped apart. You would think that we would say that there is no way we would put our fists together, our hands together and clench them and ball them up and say there is no way you would tear us apart. As the Bible says, put them asunder. But we don't have that. We let a bunch of government bureaucrats, beginning with FDR, that racist, and then and going all the way up to LBJ, another racist. And we said, hey, for a little chump change, we'll let you rip our families apart. Slaves, when Reconstruction came and they were trying to reunite with family, man, we were the strongest family. We were the core family of America. We represented what you wanted your family to be. And it was mulattoes and mixed race kids from all the atrocities, the rapes and the, you know, and just taking advantage of the slaves that these masters, these Democrat, you know, pigs did. And you know what we did? We embraced those family members because it was like, hey, we get it. It wasn't your fault. Now we're the least family oriented on the planet. Unbelievable. So Jay-Z and Barack Obama saying, hey, don't let any of these, put a call out to the boys. Don't let them go meet with Trump, because you know what could happen, Jay-Z? It could ruin my legacy. It could ruin what we built, you, me, Michelle, and B. It could ruin us. Black folks might actually start thinking for themselves. Black folks might actually go, you know what, I don't think Barack Obama was that good of a president. They could start talking me down, Jay-Z. So, look, I don't know if it's true or not, but here's what I do know. I know Barack Obama, he knows enough to stay out of the limelight because his butt is in a pickle. His legacy is under question, and it will be. 17 months Donald Trump has been president, and they say it is the best 17 months ever, surpassing Ronald Reagan. And by the way, doing it easily. If you had said to the average person, conservative, Donald Trump in his first year, how do you think he's going to compare to Reagan? I think most people would have said, a lot of people would have said, well, I think he'd be in, you know, you could compare the two. I don't know who was going to be better. I mean, it would have been, I don't even know the numbers, but let's just say 50-50. Donald Trump better, Reagan better. Would have been in the mix. I think, quite frankly, a lot of people would have said, I don't expect him to do as well as Reagan, but I think he'll do okay. If you had said 17 months that he would blow Reagan out of the water, that, let me put it this way. If Vegas put odds on this, they would be rolling in the dough because nobody would have bet that Trump, very few people would have bet that Trump would just blow Reagan out of the water. That's what he's done. Heritage reports it. There's a new poll out from Gallup or somebody that reports it. And by the way, Kevin Jackson reports it because I don't need any polling. I don't need to look at what any of those people say. All I got to do is exercise my superpower of common sense. I look at the results of Donald Trump and what he's done domestically and internationally, and I say, what an amazing guy. China. Hey, we're going to look at reducing the trade deficit between the United States and China by $200 billion, from $387 billion down to under $200 billion. Why? Because of Barack Obama? No, because of Donald Trump. And that's every year, folks. That's not 10 years. That's $2 trillion over 10 years. The ironies of our ages, where the hip-hop crowd, the Kanye West, Chance the Rapper and others, I can't even name these hip-hop clowns, honestly, but whoever they are, they may be wanting to meet with the president to have an audience with Donald Trump. You want to know why? This is going to blow your mind. I'm about to lay something on you that you haven't heard on any other radio show. And by the way, welcome. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. This is the Kevin Jackson Show. You want to know why these people, these rappers, this hip-hop crowd want to meet with Donald Trump and why they feel that they can? It's because he's accessible.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and
Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hear you guest host on Rush Limbaugh. That will be a great day.
Wow, this is truck driver Rick Ray, and that is one piece of information. Whoa. I used to live in the Bay Area, and Willie Brown, governor of California, and then mayor of San Francisco. Whoa, ultra liberal. Telling the Democrats that they need a 12-step program. Whoa, you found it. You found it, bro. Hey, take care.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's a couple of callers to the show. For the program, if you want to reach out to us, 844-551-8255. Bad news for the Democrats. Bad news. What was it that somebody made a comment about? MS-13 or something. What did they say? Let me look at this real quick. It was something along the lines of, you know, all the things that the Democrats are betting on. They're betting on their porn star, Stormy Daniels crap. And her attorney has been turned inside out, upside down. He's been through the washer with rocks. You know what I'm saying? Just beat up. And it's not over. You got Mueller. By the way, ask yourself this question. Where's James Comey? Where's Barack Obama? Where's Hillary Clinton? Where's Adam Schiff? Hey, Adam, where you at, brother? None of these guys have anything to say, and they're just getting crushed. Willie Brown is just a symptom of the cancer inside of the Democratic Party. He recognizes that this, I said it earlier, 84-year-old man at the caller, my truck driver friend, he calls and he understands it. This is, by the way, my truck driver buddy is a former Democrat. He's a guy that switched over. I don't know when he switched over, but I know that he switched over. How many of those have happened? How many do you know? Do you know any disgruntled Democrats? If you do, give us a ring. Let us know or send me a note, kjradio.com, or contact us at 844-551-8255. I'd like to know. Get out there and start asking questions. How do you think about Trump? Now, you're going to get some people, I can't stand him, I hate him. Okay, fine. Say, Kevin, I talked to three people. Two of them hated him. One of them thought, hey, I was wrong. Let me tell you my experience. Every time I talk to people about this, they go, Kevin, I was wrong. I played golf with one lady who said she hated Trump, and that was it. She and her eunuch of a husband, they hated Trump. Probably, I'm just going to use a figure. 80% of the Democrats that I've talked to, the people that were either independents or Democrats, have said, I'm blown away. Had no idea. I remain shocked at just how good this guy is. It's crazy, folks. Don't believe me. Go talk to people. Because you know what? It's going to make you feel good. It's going to make them feel good to be able to say, you know what? I was wrong. People want to redeem themselves. They want to have that sense of relief to say, you were so right. Give them the opportunity to do it. Now look, there's all kinds of polling that's showcasing that Donald Trump is winning in these areas. And again, I just saw the latest Rasmussen poll. He's back over 50%. I don't know why he would have even dropped. See, this is what gets me. Why would he have dropped? Did you sample a new group of Democrats for him to go from 51 to 49 or whatever it was? But now he's back over 50% with the media onslaught. I don't need to remind you that he's improved with blacks. He's improved with women. He's improved with millennials. Millennials show the biggest turnaround. I mean, I'm talking double digit. Now, I would venture to tell you, most independents, the people that say, I look objectively at things, the majority of independents would have to look at the job of Donald Trump and go, you know what? Oscar, he certainly performed beyond my expectations. So if I had to give the nod, I'm going to give it to him. The pull-through effect, and we've seen it. We've looked at the numbers. Look, these are actual numbers. We're not guessing here. The actual numbers of Donald Trump in, I believe it was Ohio, 150,000 more Republicans voted than Democrats. That's supposedly a swing state. Now, I'm not talking 150,000 votes in that special election wasn't peanuts. It was a huge percentage, number one, of growth of Republican voters. And it was a big percentage of the overall vote in the state. Do you think that the Democrats are going to win Ohio in 2020? Ohio won't even be in play in 2020. Pennsylvania probably won't be in play in 2020. Michigan won't be in play in 2020. These are states that are considered swing states. You want to know what the biggest problem is for the Republicans going forward? What are they going to do in 2024? Who will emerge post Donald Trump? God willing that he served two terms. I'm saying that he will get elected a second time. There's no question. But God willing that, you know, he serves, that he actually gets to finish. The only thing that we have to worry about, and let me tell you where my team is at, we're looking at what do we do from 2024 on. Who are we going to put in there? Who's going to learn the lesson of Donald Trump? There's a lot of things to look forward to, folks. I'm just saying, look, I'm not here to paint you a rosy picture or to give you some fake idea of what's happening. I'm here to give you real life. I'm here to have you look observationally at what's happening in this country, and you make the determination of, is Kevin right about this? So I've already gone through. You show me, is Trump losing blacks or gaining blacks? Is Trump losing women or gaining women? Is Trump losing millennials or gaining millennials? Is Trump strengthening his grip on the Republican Party or lessening his grip? You tell me. Then look at all the policies. Is Trump, would you rate Trump good or bad in job growth? Would you rate Trump good or bad in job growth for minorities and women? Would you rate Trump good or bad in the GDP and where you think the economy's headed? Would you rate Trump good or bad in wage growth? Would you rate Trump good or bad? I'm just saying, just do your litmus test. Get your little check box and go good, bad. Yes, no, yes, whatever. Make it whatever you need. Because I'm going to tell you something. You're going to be checking a lot of good boxes. Yep, I like it. I like it. I like it. I like it. If it's a survey of 1 to 10, I'm going to tell you, you'd be hard-pressed to find any area where you wouldn't give Trump at least a 5. Immigration, you may go, well, he hasn't built the wall. And, you know, we still didn't, you know, the Democrats go something about DACA. But even Democrats know, certainly Latinos, that Trump's done good with DACA. You know, he's tried to. Immigration on the conservative side, we're going to say, yeah, I'll give him a 7. I'll give him a 9 when we start real construction of the wall and some other stuff, but I give him a 7. HB1 visas, all that other stuff. Look at any of the other areas. Look, I'm just saying, look, put your checkbox 1 to 10. What do you give him on the economy? What do you give him on unemployment? What do you give him on wage growth? What do you give him on this? It's going to be solid 8s. And the Democrats are going to give him 6s. What Democrat can argue that Donald Trump hasn't had a good economy, you know, for, you know, like all the different areas and say, I mean, you couldn't give him a 2 in good conscience unless you just hate the man. But if you look at the policy is good. So don't feel, look guys, we have a lot to look forward to, and it's going to go well for us. Trust me on this. So you have that. But here's what I want to talk about. Satisfied. Are you satisfied? The Hill. They said Americans today are the most satisfied with the way things are going in the country as they've been since right before the 2016 election. This is a Gallup poll. 37% of Americans say they were satisfied in May after North Korea announced it would dismantle nuclear testing and engage in diplomatic talks. The number is up from 29%. So it's risen 8%. The same 37% satisfaction measure was right before the election, and 36% were satisfied right after his State of the Union address in February. What they want you to believe is that Donald Trump has only gained 1 point in satisfied, but if you're reading between the lines, you're seeing Americans are satisfied. But here's what they say, and they admit it. They've not registered a higher level of satisfaction since September of 2005, when it stood at 39%. So it tells you also it's very difficult to satisfy the majority of Americans. I'm going to make you a bet. I'm going to make you a bet that Donald Trump's satisfaction index will break the highest that it was at level of satisfaction since September of 2005 at 39, and his satisfaction level is going to rise into the 40-45% range. Now, in a new survey, it said satisfaction among Republicans rose from 57% to 63%. As well as 26% to 35% among independents. So it rose 6% for Republicans, and it rose 9% for independents. Democrat satisfaction remained unchanged, with only 14% saying they are satisfied. The current 37% satisfaction level matches the historical average, which dates back to 1979. This satisfaction index is going to be blown out of the water. Wait until after the North Korean talks. Wait until Iran has to back down in their missile program. Wait until that stock market starts to rise again and the tsunami that I keep talking about comes in, and you watch the satisfaction index. I will revisit this.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Spear Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Take control of your water with the new ProPure Whole House Filtration System. The ProPure Home removes chlorine and up to 220 plus additional contaminants with ProMax Full Spectrum Filter Technology for truly great tasting, clean, and refreshing water. Order a ProPure Home today and receive a free pre-sediment filter, a $79.95 value. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com for details. Rethink what's in your water.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
End to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I want to play you guys something that Judge Napolitano said a while back, and I hadn't seen this clip or seen it because it's a video, but I'm going to play you guys the audio, and it's a really interesting angle as to why the Obama administration got so panicked. But here's Judge Napolitano talking about Hillary Clinton and the participation of the Obama administration in trying to get rid of Donald Trump, and who actually may have hacked the DNC.
That in order to get this issue off the front page, the DNC and the Clinton campaign decided to blame, of all people, the Russians. They accused Vladimir Putin of being in cahoots with Donald Trump and having his intelligence services hack the DNC to expose the emails to make Mrs. Clinton look bad and thereby benefit Donald Trump. But the Russians had nothing to do with it. because this week, a 30-year veteran of the National Security Administration, the NSA, the domestic spies, who spy on all of us all the time, the former high-ranking NSA official who developed the software that the NSA now uses, which allows it to capture not just metadata, but content of every telephone call, text message, email in the United States, of every person in the United States of America. This individual said, guess what? The NSA hacked the Democratic National Committee. Why would the NSA hack the DNC? Because the members of the intelligence community simply do not want Hillary Clinton to be president of the United States. Because she doesn't know how to handle state secrets. Because some of the state secrets that she revealed use the proper true names of American intelligence agents operating undercover in the Middle East. When they lost their covers, they ran for their lives, and some of them didn't run fast enough and lost their lives. It's very telling that the intelligence community would feel so strongly about Mrs. Clinton that they would attempt to sabotage her campaign to prevent her from becoming their boss. It's also telling that these folks would break American law in order to, in their view, save it.
What are your thoughts on this? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. There was a rumor that came out right before the election. And I can't remember the guy's name, but he's an older guy, white-haired guy, former intelligence guy. And people know this guy. I mean, his videos would get crazy numbers of views. I got something in my eye here. Anyway, they would get crazy numbers of views. And he said the intelligence community is going to be breaking stories, and it is all in an attempt to bring Hillary Clinton down and bring down the deep state. He wears glasses. He's a white-haired guy. And when you first listen to him, you might think, oh, is this like a kooky dude? Like, and I'm not saying Alex Jones is a kook because he's not. I like Alex. But, you know, is it along those lines? And he's like, nope. And let me explain. And it is very succinct, and it is like, whoa, are you serious? And then I want to replay something we played earlier in the show, and it has to do with the FBI director, Ray, greenlighting the OIG's thing on Hillary Clinton. And then we get the latest news about Donald Trump, who's actually tweeted about Hillary Clinton and having a new investigation opened. And Donald Trump said, I am instructing the Justice Department to do it. This is a huge twist that the president did this. But anyway, let me play this FBI director clip again, because I want you to see that he's essentially saying, look, if this is what we got to do, we got to do it.
So it's not a de novo review by the inspector general, but a review of whether or not impropriety occurred. And as such, a de novo review of that decision not to prosecute Hillary Clinton would be the question.
The time of the gentleman has expired.
I think the director may answer the question.
Yeah, I think I can briefly respond, which is, I think of the inspector general's investigation as de novo in one sense, which is that it's objective, arm's length, no skin in the game, if you will. But you're right that the inspector general is not second guessing prosecutorial decisions and things like that. However, the inspector general is looking at the very important question of whether or not improper political considerations factored into the decision making. If he were to conclude that that's what happened, then I think at that point we're in a situation where we have to assess what else might need to be done to unring that bell, if you will.
And unring that bell he did. Now the OIG, I'm beginning to really trust Horowitz. I don't know who's in the deep state, who's in the swamp, but I'm beginning to trust a few players that say, you know what, enough is enough. I've seen how this government is spinning out of control, and it doesn't matter what party, people have to go down. Now, I predicted it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm glad you guys are listening to me. It's Kevin Jackson Show. So here's the latest. President Trump said that he would demand an investigation. He said this yesterday into whether the FBI placed surveillance on his 2016, whether such activity was ordered by members of the Obama administration. Now, for everybody who were the naysayers saying, oh, my gosh, when is it going to happen? Oh, my goodness. Here you go. Now, what's happened here? Donald Trump has finally said, I've let these clowns hang themselves. I've given them a lot of rope. And they've now hung themselves. So now I can start forcing things. Now, if you think Donald Trump has been okay forcing things now with just the playing that he does on Twitter, wait till you see him now that he has his presidential sea legs. Here's what the article goes on to say. Ramping up a public war of words between the Oval Office and the law enforcement agency, the president said he would formally request the Department of Justice probe the FBI's role in investigating his campaign. His remarks came amid a report that the agency had placed a confidential informant somewhere in the Trump campaign's orbit while he was still a candidate. Now, here's what his actual tweet says. I have it here. He says, I hereby demand and will do so officially tomorrow that the Department of Justice look into whether or not the FBI/DOJ infiltrated or surveilled the Trump campaign for political purposes, and if any such demands or requests were made by people within the Obama administration, exclamation point. The Justice Department said now it will ask the Inspector General, this is Horowitz, to, quote, expand the ongoing review of the FISA application process to include determining whether there was any impropriety or political motivation in how the FBI conducted its counterintelligence investigation of persons suspected of involvement with the Russian agents who interfered in the 2016 presidential elections. Let me just put it to you very succinctly. They spun it around. It's now no longer pointing at Trump. It's pointing at Obama, Comey, and all the other crooked players that at some point thought they were going to get rid of Donald Trump. And this is the worst news the Democrats could possibly have. Because now Mueller's got the witch hunt going. The OIG has the real investigation going. Now, to the credit of Sessions, he moved things out of D.C., took them to Arkansas and Utah, and got the attorney general, not the attorney generals, but the district attorneys or whatever they call them, for the government to start looking into these things outside of the bureaucracy of D.C. That's where a lot of this stuff is coming from. But the fact that Donald Trump says, I'm now no longer passively sitting by. I demand that you look into what's been going on here is huge. It will be the media cycle for the rest of this week. It will be the media cycle for a month. If you like Dan Bongino, you're going to see Dan a lot because this is his wheelhouse. He's been covering this subject a lot. I hope to get involved in it. I want to talk about it from the standpoint of what's it going to do to impact voters in the 2018 elections and a host of other things. This is huge. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein added, quote, if anyone did infiltrate or surveil participants in the presidential campaign for inappropriate reasons, we need to know about it and take appropriate actions. Now, this is a leftist clown who just gave you the CYA statement of the year. Bigger than Watergate, the article continues. This is on CNBC. Trump's assertions of a mole, either inside or outside his campaign, have yet to be confirmed, according to CNBC. On Saturday, the New York Times reported that the FBI agent sent an informant to talk to two Trump campaign advisors after receiving evidence that they had made contacts linked to Russia during the campaign that were deemed suspicious. That's a lie. That's a cover story. Everybody knows it. On separate occasions, the unnamed operative met with George Papadopoulos and Carter Page. Papadopoulos has already pleaded guilty to some rinky-dink nonsense thing. And Carter Page, for all I know, I think it was a big, quote, nothing burger. I'll get it out. Now, critically, the implication of Barack Obama, that's where this gets really interesting. It renews the added interest of Trump saying he surveilled my campaign. And look at all the people who said it never happened. Folks, this is getting fun. Hang on to your britches.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.